Yes, they generally get them involved when they are young. They learn who is very successful and intelligent, who the best students are in universities, for instance, from Mason professors and instructors. They first become friends with them, then gradually begin talking about the existence of such an organization, about how strong they are, and how they rule the world, and what being a Freemason can give them if they are thinking about their future and their future lives. Thus, they recruit them for Freemasonry. What would they do after having taken things that far? Or do they tell them the truth right from the start? Not until things reach a certain level. Masons watch people for a long time before allowing them to become Freemasons. You mean they tell them once they have won their confidence? They let them feel it first. Many of those people are interested in their own advantage. They are selfish and egotistical. In other words, they speak to their selfish feelings, their feelings of self-interest, and when they put forward the humanistic aims along with those, people have already been won over in their conscience in one sense. They then step things up by degrees. Masons do not need to make proposals to people as they are already very well known in that sense. For example, if someone wants to become a professor in a university, he knows how easy that will be once he becomes a Mason. Or someone who wants to become a departmental head knows how easily that can be done. Therefore, such people are already waiting for the offer to be out to them. Two or three of them will turn up and say, "We have been watching you and have seen that you are a very talented person. We have decided to make you a Freemason." They say they will take the person to their lodge. They have a cell there. They steal a human skull from a graveyard and put it up there. "Sit and have a thing," they say. They set out salt and sulfur and things in front of him. Then they put something like a mask over his head, tie a cord around his neck, and make him walk around on four legs like an animal. Then they tear open his shirt and bare his chest. They hold two or three swords to his chest, normal ordinary swords, to the center of his chest. They make him swear not to reveal the Mason's secrets on pain of death and being cut to pieces. Then they say, "Welcome to Freemasonry," and take off his blindfold. That is the first phase. After that, it is one disgrace after another. This is such kind of an organization. And people then rise to the positions they desire. As first, they say that someone who has just woken up and is still half asleep cannot look direct at the light. They say that light has to be provided slowly. In other words, people have to be turned into atheists gradually. Initially, for example, they talk about Darwinism. They discuss Darwinism a bit. Then they begin discussing the invalidity of religions. They brainwash people at meetings and conversation to the accompaniment of a lot of alcohol. If they think the person is suitable, they start talking directly about atheism. By the 33rd degree, the highest rank, a person has become a complete atheist. Those are the secrets they impart. There is nothing complex about it. They directly produce atheists. And there is an idea of gradually spreading it across the world. It is therefore a system built upon doing everything that Satan says. Atheist Zionists support them. And all forms of immorality are allowed within the organization all over the world. For example, they ask whether a pig would eat filth if it were of no value. That is the logic of the Freemasonry. And they say this in their own books. I can bring them and you can read about it. They are disgusting statements I have no wish to soil my mouth repeating.
Masonluk direkt kendisi adam öldürmez. Onun cellatları vardır. Yani masonluğun paralı cellatları vardır. Sırf bu işe bakarlar. Yani kan dökme işine bakarlar. Kendilerine muhalif birini gördüklerinde
Freemasonry does not kill people directly itself. It has its own killers. Freemasonry has its hired assassins, people who just do that. They take care of spilling blood. When they see someone is opposed to them, as in the case of Uzeyir Gari, and that commander also seems so, they kill them for having revealed the secrets of Freemasonry as required by the oath of initiation. If our brothers look at the Freemasonic initiation oaths, they will see that the penalty for that is death. Everyone takes oaths, do they not? But who would be willing to be killed by being cut into pieces for breaking one? What kind of oath is that? One in which you are willing to be cut in pieces. That is what will happen to me if I betray Freemasonry or reveal its secrets. There are many Masonic oaths, but they all come down to murder. Even their oaths are soaked in blood. What else needs to be said?